I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
That's what the tree's singing when you come out with your clippers and your pruners and your saw. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Won't be much left of me. Well, I thought
the day I met
I have to force myself to hear your voice in my head when I'm trimming. Never take more than a third of the tree off. And I spend as much time looking at what piles on the ground and how big the tree is. Okay, have I hit my third yet?
Yeah, John said to justify every cut. You know,
this whacks me in the head when I walk underneath it. It's coming off.
Yeah. Well, you know, getting back to the idea of vigorous trees, you know, dosage of pruning is all dependent on tree species. Some trees only require maybe 5 or 10% of their foliage removed in any one growing season, and they do fine. Citrus is a good example. They don't like to be pruned, and they grow slowly, and they're, you know, for the most part, they can get by with a pretty light dosage of pruning every year. More vigorous trees like your mesquites, your Palo Verdes, your eucalyptus, your olives, your sumacs, and several other, you know, more vigorous trees, you can exceed that 25 to 30% in a growing season. In fact, you almost need to be able to keep those trees under control, you know, to keep ahead of the pruning curve. And so, and then because we're watering the trees as like we are all the time, you know, that just adds to the situation. With those fast-growing trees, if they're getting water every day, or you know, they're near a lawn, for instance, some of those big hybrid trees will just go off the charts and become extremely large if they're getting daily watering. So yeah, so you can go beyond that 30%. I'll give you permission. You can exceed that guideline, but that is a guideline. You know, when we're taking the foliage off of a tree, we are compromising its health, its ability to create the energy reserves it needs to live. So every time you do make a pruning cut, be sure you have a good reason, because you're taking off leaf material that the tree needs to live.
And not only live, but believe it or not, just like people, trees get sunburnt too, and it's the bark that gets sunburnt, and the leaves are its sunscreen.
That's right. Yeah, the leaves are its primary means of staying cool. And if we are exposing the bark of our trees, especially the smooth bark trees like your Palo Verdes and your ash trees, yeah, and citrus, all those trees have very thin bark and they're very subject to sunburn. The rule of thumb is that if your citrus trees get 2.5 to 3 hours of direct sunlight on any part of the bark, it will burn. And just to dispel the myth regarding the use of paint as a sunblock, paint is not a sunscreen. It reduces the soil temperature. If you put a light colored paint over the bark of a tree like a citrus tree, it does reduce the surface temperature maybe a degree or two. So it could be that. Make that critical difference between the bark getting sunburned or not. If you're right at that, you know, if you're right at that 2.5 to 3 hour time frame for sun exposure, but don't count on it as a sun protection. A lot of people will limb up the trees and expose the bark to too much sun, and then think that they can just get a can of paint and paint it on, and you're all good. But that's not true. We have a lot of painted trees across town that are severely sunburned. So yeah, the first rule of thumb is to leave the branches as full and as low as you can on your citrus trees, so they'll provide natural shade to the trunk.
Healthier trunk means more nutrients back into the fruit from the roots.
Sure. Sure.
After it's been photosynthesized down to the roots,
right? But if you do have reasons to raise those branches up a little bit higher, and you're just enough so that you're getting filtered, you know, sunlight to the bark throughout the day, that's not going to damage the bark either. If at some point as the sun moves across the sky, you're never getting more than 2.5 to 3 hours of direct sunlight on any one portion of the tree, then you're good. Kind of use that as a rule of thumb. Also, there is a good quality product that we use in painting our customers' trees that has a some UV protectant in the paint itself, which gives a little bit better reflective quality. So there are some better quality paints out there specifically developed for painting the trunks of your trees if you need to have that done.
You've got quite a list on your July to-dos here. We haven't even hardly started working through our talking points. Let's save our tree for after the news. You're gonna highlight the Vitex today, and talk about palms real quick.
Yeah, this is your time to prune your California fan palms right after the 15th of July every year. Your Mexican fan palms could have been done any time after the 15th of June, so it's good time to do all your fan palms, including the California fans. Also, the mesquites can be pruned now, as I was saying. The later, the better for those trees, only because if you prune your mesquites early in the spring, by this time they're loaded up. So any of those more vigorous trees can handle a little bit of summer pruning, especially mesquites.
Talking Trees with John Eisenhower.